Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball towards right. Kelly catches it and throws to Andrews, who throws to third to double up Petrocelli. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Melton goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly bunts towards first. Cater fields the ball and throws to Patton covering. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Horta moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta scores. May moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Melton moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Lou Krause now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gossage now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Gossage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gossage strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Berta pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Alvarado fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Harper reaches second base with a double. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to third. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 0-for-2 in the game. Oglavie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Oglavie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Andrews moves to third. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado bunts towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. Andrews scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Rich Gossage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gossage is 0-for-1 in the game. Gossage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffin is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oglavie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. he's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Cy Acosta now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman fires to first and picks off Cater. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavi is 0-for-3 in the game. Oglavi takes first base on ball 4. Phil Regan now pitching. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffin bunts towards first. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. Oglavi moves to second. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone, who is chasing the ball. Josephson reaches third base with a triple. Oglavi scores. It's White Sox, 8, Red Sox, 8. Carlton Fisk pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Rick Miller pinch hits for Bill Lee. Terry Forster now pitching. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Rick Mee. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Galliano moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Galliano scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Don Neuhauser now pitching. Jim Little pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.